whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Pat Bostick with us all morning long, getting ready for Steelers and Ravens. Shortly, we'll get into the big game tonight, Penn State, Notre Dame, which is difficult for Doran. I mean, any Pitt person, self-respecting Pitt person, does not like Penn State. But you had your battles with Notre Dame. And so I can see you. I can see you over there just wrestling with yourself. Like, you know what you should do tonight, Doran? Pour yourself a tea. Nice warm tea. Squirt a little lemon in there.
Scotch?
Sure.
Okay.
Maybe take a hot bath and go to bed at 8:30. Because I'm just telling you right now, regardless of what happens in that football game, you're not going to be happy when you're done watching it.
I mean, we'll talk about it, but I could find some ways, I guess, to root for a side.
You're Blyrish, you've said.
I am Blyrish.
There you go.
Blyrish.
You know what Blyrish is, Pat?
Yeah, I can.
You can figure that one out.
What is it?
You can't say it, though, I don't think, Pat.
I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. You can say it.
That's why when I said it, I said, you've said that you're Blyrish.
I have some buddies that all texted and said, is there a way that no one can win the national championship of these four teams? Because they hate all four teams.
Yeah.
My one buddy's a huge Oklahoma fan, Texas.
Yep.
Everybody hates Ohio State for the most part. Penn State, Notre Dame fans, West Virginia fans, don't like, no one likes Ohio State. Obviously, the other game, tonight's game is, you know, in terms of liking. but, like I've continually said, I mean, both teams have earned it, man. So,
of course,
more power to them. And next year's a new year, but this year's could be theirs.
It's pretty simple for me.
Are we just going to talk about it now?
Why are you doing both?
Okay.
Because I got a Steelers defense question for you guys and for the people at 412-928-9370. It's real easy for me. I mean, I'm an Irish Catholic guy. I've never rooted for Notre Dame. I don't hate Notre Dame. But I like Marcus Freeman, and I can't stand James Franklin. So from that standpoint, easy peasy, easy peasy. What Freeman did to maybe, at least on the short list, one of the best coaches in college football the other night at the end with the punt team and running them off, running the offense on, awesome, awesome.
Loved it.
That was ballsy. It was cool. It's not something you see every day. And to do it to Kirby Smart, he went up a couple pegs.
Was it him or was it the analyst that was standing behind him.
No, I'm giving all the credit to the head coach, because if they lose, the head coach gets crushed.
Oh, you mean like Tomlin?
Yeah.
If they beat Baltimore, you gonna give them all the credit?
No, I'm gonna give it to Pat Meyer.
I'm rooting for Notre Dame. I think Penn State wins.
Was that a disapproving throat clear?
No, I just actually had to clear my throat. It was just, you know.
And I'm gonna be right about it.
You probably are.
I'm going to be right.
That Penn State's going to win the game?
Mm-hmm.
I guess we're doing it here.
They're going to win a game, and Drew Aller's not going to come back next year.
I think he's going to declare.
He might play his way into the draft, into being the best quarterback in the draft.
I don't think he's ready.
I don't think any of these guys are ready.
Yeah. If I'm him, I come back another year regardless of what happens, because guess what, baby? The perfect marriage is there for everybody. It's the Cleveland Brownies. Cleveland Browns draft a quarterback who's not quite ready yet. They anoint him as savior, and it's lather, rinse, repeat. It's the same as it ever was. It's time is a flat circle. Go take Drew Aller. I won't go there if I'm him. Hell no.
I remember being a young lad.
Oh, here we go.
Little wax poetic here.
I was probably like 10 years old, and I remember the movie Rudy was on. I think it was on like TBS, actually, at the time. And I remember watching, sitting down. It's a football movie. Love football, right? I'm 10 years old. I'm watching a movie. I'm like, this is the dumbest movie I've ever seen in my life.
This is the
most unrealistic movie I've ever seen in my life. And ever since then, you know, I grow up. I have opportunities of getting awarded scholarships. Charlie Weiss calls me when I was a junior in high school. He's like, I'm going to come into West Allegheny and I want to offer you a scholarship. I said, don't bother. Don't bother, because I am not going to Notre Dame.
Dang.
They never came.
Because of Rudy?
Yep. I just never liked Notre Dame. My uncle won a national championship with Penn State. Bob Pelko, my high school coach, coaches for Penn State.
Oh, boy.
I like Marcus Freeman a lot.
Good coach.
This is very, very tough. As you could tell, I'm rocking right now. I'm rocking in my seat.
You're rooting for Penn State.
This is very, very tough for me.
There's sweat on your brow. You know this is getting clipped and sent into the oblivion, by the way, if you're about to say you're rooting for Penn State in this game tonight.
I just...
There's no way you're rooting for Notre Dame.
You're rooting for Penn State.
I think Notre Dame's a better football team, but they're the same football team. Penn State and Notre Dame, to me, are the same team. But Notre Dame's just a little bit better. If I'm rooting, I'm rooting for Penn State.
Oh!
Who I think's going to win the game is Notre Dame. So I'm opposite of Pat. Because I have too many connections to Penn State. And I think that, honestly, they did what they had to do this year to get to where they are. Hard for me to say, you know, pick guy, you know, shtick, whatever you want to say. I'm being honest right now. They did the things necessary that they had to do as a football team. James Franklin, Drew Aller, you know, they have really good football players. They did everything necessary to get to where they're at.
I don't like James Franklin. He deserves a ton of credit.
Yep.
Both these guys do. And I think regardless of what happens tonight, it's been a great season for both programs.
No question. You're in the
Final Four.
Yes.
I mean, in basketball, they hang banners for that.
No doubt.
Mean, it's a big deal. I mean, I grew up in a vortex of Irish Catholic. I used to go to church every Sunday with my grandparents and then go to breakfast with them after Mass. That was my Sunday routine. And it was a bunch of old people and me. And I used to get a nice order of eggs and hash browns, little sausage on the side.
Sure.
And they would tell me, has Coach Charlie offered you yet? Has Coach Weiss offered you yet? You need to go to Notre Dame. Have you been to the Grotto? Have you done all that? Like, I grew up with that, you know. And then I was talking to Jim Colony on Saturday after the show, and he was like, you know, Sunday they had reruns of the Notre Dame game. That was all that was on. Lindsey Nelson. But I actually have soft spot in my heart, like a little warm spot in my heart for Notre Dame because of my grandparents. And I used to wake up on those every Sunday morning and go to do that breakfast and read the Blue and White Illustrated in the Sunday paper.
Huh.
Mm, wow.
Penn State.
Wow.
And that I do not have a warm spot for at all. However, I think the two best players on either side of the ball are on Penn State. Abdul Carter and Tyler Warren. And Drew Aller's better than Riley Leonard. And I think that's why they win. The big key, can Penn State slow down Riley Leonard's legs? That was a difference in the game with Notre Dame and Georgia.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Was Riley Leonard running the football?
Yes.
83 yards rushing or something like that? I think it's going to be a heck of a game. And it's cool to see it. It's not Alabama-Georgia.
Right. Yeah.
Right? It's cool to see. It's refreshing.
Rudy, by the way, 78% tomato meter and 90% popcorn-o-meter.
Yes, because of Sean Astin. He was a hot actor back then.
Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah. Sean Astin. He was big-time actor back then.
Yeah, he helped Frodo get the ring across Mordor.
He did that. Yeah. He was in the Goonies. You know, all kinds of stuff.
Overrated movie, Goonies.
Yeah. What, Encino Man? You know.
Never saw that.
What?
Nope. All right, we'll get back to this. James Franklin may have poked the bear before this game, too. Not sure he should have said what he said, despite him being honest and me actually agreeing with what he said. So we'll get to that a little bit later on. I have a Steelers question about the defense that I'm going to pose to you guys. That's coming up next. You can tweet us, as always. Say nice thing. People killing me this week. Brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Here's something I haven't said before. James Franklin made a good point. We'll get to it a little bit later on this hour. We'll dive in and out of Penn State, Notre Dame, and Steelers-Ravens talk here. Back to Steelers-Ravens. I'm going to make a statement, and you tell me if you guys agree or disagree. Because this is how I feel. The Steelers defense is going to play a really good game. You want me to give the reasons why now?
Yes.
Okay. So in this four-game stretch where the Steelers defense hadn't looked especially good, every quarterback they've played except for one, from snap to throw, got rid of the ball faster than he has in any other game this season. Mm-hmm. So the game plan is get it out quick, death by 1,000 cuts, lull them into a false sense of security, and then you're taking shots, and we know how it's gone. Ravens didn't do that. Still 3 seconds snap to throw for Lamar Jackson. Everyone else has altered their game plan to keep T.J. Watt and Alex Highsmith out of the thing. These two games, they haven't. Zay Flowers, doesn't seem like he's going to play. They threw for 207 yards the last time these teams played. Zay Flowers had 100 of them. They had half their receiving yards. They did a great job on the tight ends in the first game. They didn't do a good job at all with Derrick Henry in game number two, but guess what? No Deshaun Elliott. I think that's a big deal. T.J. Watt wasn't playing all that well because he was banged up. You lost Joey Porter in that one. Dante Jackson's been in and out of the lineup. You were hurt. And you still picked off Lamar, and you still forced a fumble early. You just weren't able to jump on it. Also, the offense didn't redeem itself against the Cincinnati Bengals. I think the defense did. They were on the field for 38 minutes. I think most of that's on the offense, and they gave up 19 points. If they gained anything out of that game on Saturday, I think it's okay. Take a deep breath. The defense is back. And not to mention, they've done well historically against Lamar. They're not afraid to go in there. I think the defense is going to play a really good game.
Well, Derrick Henry?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's all well and good, you know, getting the ball out. And if, say, like, the Ravens take the trend of the other teams and get the ball out quick, but still got to stop Derrick Henry. You think they slow him down?
I think they do, because I think it's easier to slow him down when you don't have to deal with, say, Flowers. The only Pro Bowl wide receiver in the history of the Baltimore Ravens. And behind him, I don't think they're that good. Like, Bateman's a fine player. I'd take their 2-5 over the Steelers 2-5. Yep. But if you've got George Pickens and you've got Pat Freiermuth, they've got Bateman and their two tight ends, I think the Steelers have the better receivers in this game, the better pass catchers in this game, because you've got Pickens and they don't have Zay Flowers. I think it makes it a lot easier to stop Derrick Henry if you can just say, hey, Joey Porter, follow Rashad Bateman around. Because Bateman's had a good season. I think Porter's a better player than him.
Yeah, listen, it wouldn't surprise me at all if the defense played well. I think they're a very good defense. I will say, to the stat you mentioned, I don't think you, if you look at the stretch they've played, Burrow, Mahomes, on a bum ankle, or not 100% ankle, Hurts is more in the category of Jackson. But you rush Lamar Jackson differently.
Mm-hmm.
You pressure him differently, because the penalty for being out of position against him is as large as it is against any quarterback since Michael Vick. If you're out of your, if you miss, he's gone. He's out. So, yeah, he may take longer to throw it, but you may take longer to get there. It may not, I should say this, you may not get there as quick, because you may not take the risks that you would take against a Burrow or a Mahomes, knowing that the penalty for missing on those risks or coming up empty is not as big. So I don't put as much stock into getting the ball out quick with Baltimore, because I think their plus is, the longer he holds the ball, the more crazy stuff he can do.
And the one thing he has done in the playoffs is run well.
Oh yeah.
I mean, he's got a 75 quarterback rating, and he's 2-4. The legs have been there. He run it really well in the playoffs. I think the Steelers' defense knows how to contain this guy. You don't stop anybody in today's NFL. Not really. I mean, Detroit did to Minnesota. They stopped them. Few and far between. The Steelers do seem to know how to slow them down, Baltimore. And it wasn't great the last game. I'll concede that. But you also weren't healthy. And that matters. You're as healthy as you can be right now.
Mm-hmm.
You really are. So, to me, I still think the Steelers are going to lose this game. I don't think, when we're talking about it on Monday, if that is what happens, I don't think it's going to be because of the defense. I think we'll say, man, the defense did enough, but the offense couldn't get it done.
Andrews and Likely don't scare you at all over in the middle of the field?
I think they've done a good job on those guys so far. Minka did a great job in the first game of slowing Andrews down. And then the second game, Minka had a pick. I think, again, with Flowers in the equation, I'm less confident.
Mm-hmm.
But without Flowers, I think it's simple. You're playing 10 guys against 10. I think Joey Porter Jr. will do a good enough job on Bateman. And then, I mean, Tylan Wallace, no. All the in-the-pocket stuff that Lamar has done this year, the outside-the-numbers, he's great inside-the-numbers too, but all the outside-the-numbers stuff that really hasn't been his game in the past, I think that's changed with Flowers. You don't have him. I think it's a huge, huge, huge deal.
Need the best T.J. Watt you've had.
Yep.
Had 2 sacks in the last 5 games. They were in 1 game.
He had the strip sack fumble of Burrow that they took back too.
took it back.
It still happened. I can't pretend like it didn't happen.
Correct.
I'm just talking about. I've seen it, Pat.
Plays the count, yep. Crowley.
Yeah. Should have
plays
counted.
The count.
Should have counted.
Didn't count.
Should have counted.
Okay. Should have, could have, would have. Like, need him to show up.
Mm-hmm.
Need him to show up.
Don't you think he played well against Cincinnati? Though?
I do. But I need him to register stats.
Need to do it again.
And you know what? It's not just, hey, we need you to be at your best to win the game. You need to be at your best so you can win a playoff game. Because he ain't, and that's wearing on him. He's talked about that this week.
Like, this dude changes games.
Mm-hmm. And I think he will.
And I think he will, too. I wholeheartedly think he will. That's why I think their defense, I'm tending to agree with you. But, like, their defense playing well, them winning this game. The Steelers have been one of the worst in the NFL. I think it was Charlie Batch that put this out there, somebody, in terms of points off turnovers. Terrible. Like, less than a field goal per turnover.
That was the Eagles game in a nutshell, right?
Yeah. I mean, TJ strip sack fumble, touchdown. Like, that sequence or something like that has to happen in this game for them to win. Because that is, you want to put doubt in Lamar's mind? Something like that will do it and get him off his high horse.
Especially early.
Yeah, no question. Like, you've gotten obviously some more rest, at least recently, than you did in that three-game stretch of your TJ. Like, empty it, man. Empty it. And, like, be the defensive MVP that you are. Is the best defensive player in football, and I'll stand by that. But he hasn't been consistently enough the last five games due to injury and otherwise. And you need that if you're going to win this game.
We had a caller say, get your hands up. Get them hands up.
I want Lamar Jackson down is what I want.
I'll tell you, too.
The tackling's huge.
They were putrid in the last Ravens game.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe their worst tackling performance of the year. Maybe their worst tackling performance in years.
Yep.
Yeah. I think Elliott makes a huge difference there, too. Like, to me, he's been more valuable, in my opinion, than Minkah has this year.
For sure.
So not having him in that game, whenever Derrick Henry starts going downhill, it's a big deal. And I also think, look, they got to 10-3 in part because you have turnover luck. They're fickle. They have had some bad turnover luck these four games. Sack Lamar early in the last one. Can't fall on the football. Against Cincinnati, you have one call back for a ticky-tack holding call. You tipped three Joe Burrow passes. You'd like for one of those to pop up in the air and maybe land in your hands. So I still think they are creating havoc. You need to get some luck in this one. All right, shall we agree or disagree with James Franklin next?
Okay.
You're in a tough headspace right now.
I really am. I've been thinking about it for 20 minutes.
Who to root for?
Since he declared that he's rooting for Penn State?
Yeah, I mean, I can change it. I'll probably change it 18 times today.
He'll change it to whoever won the game.
Are you rooting for Texas to win it all?
No.
No, I think Ohio State's the best team. I'm rooting for Ohio State.
Yep.
Because you want the best team to win?
I also think that Ryan Day has probably been treated as, for a guy that wins 11 to 12 games a year, he's been treated about as poorly as any coach I've seen.
Oh, I fired him weeks ago.
Yeah.
They're coachless right now, Ohio State. They're going to win the whole thing without
him. And I think their whole team is rallied around him. And I think they are, I mean, like Jeremiah Smith and, like, they're really good.
I've always liked Ohio State.
They've got more talent than maybe the all-star team of the other three teams combined.
Yep.
Yeah.
Jeremiah Smith going to play two more years of college, by the way.
It's crazy.
If I'm him, I enter the portal, by the way.
And go where?
I don't know. I open myself up to the highest bidder, and if it's going to be Ohio State again, it's going to be Ohio State again. I'm making all my money, baby. I am, what, 19 years old? And I might be one of the top five. Is he maybe one of the top five receivers on planet Earth right now, college or pro? He's incredible.
No doubt.
Thank you.
No doubt. He's better than Marvin Harrison Jr. And it may not be very close.
Isn't that nuts? Because he was God's gift to wide receiver play. And this, I agree, he's better. And that's to take nothing away from Marvin Harrison Jr., but my God, he's unbelievable. Don't know why it came out that way. Perhaps because I know I'm about to agree with something James Franklin said in the next segment. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by our friends at Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Much more Steelers-Ravens talk on the way as well.
I think it should be consistent across college football. I think, again, this is no knock at Coach or Notre Dame, but I think everybody should be in a conference. I think everybody should play a conference championship game, or no one should play a conference championship game.
It's like that meme that you'll see on Twitter, worst person you know makes a good point. That's what that is. It's a hell of a point.
Agreed 1,000,000% with him.
I mean, no knock to Coach or Notre Dame, but the only team that is independent is Notre Dame and you, Coach. So I'm going to talk about you and Notre Dame, but no knock to you.
Well, Marcus Freeman has nothing to do with the fact that they're not in a conference.
No.
I mean,
He was taking a shot at him.
He was taking a shot at
Notre Dame.
He did say that he's got a good hairline, though, so he tried to soften the blow.
He was definitely just taking a shot.
It's not a shot. It's
why bring it up then? Was it a question asked?
Yeah, I don't know. It was asked.
It was asked about they didn't play in a I don't know what the full context of the question, but I would highly doubt he just brought that out of thin air and just said, while I'm here talking
from James Franklin, you would highly doubt that?
No, I don't think he would go there. No, I think he was asked the question.
Hmm.
You know, the easy,
and it's a valid point. I mean,
it's a great point. The easy answer there, though, is I'm just focused on the game.
Right.
Right? Notre Dame, not the most difficult schedule in the world. They don't have to play a conference championship game. They're going to play at home when they get into this tournament, which their barrier of entry is pretty easy comparatively to everybody else. And I saw this from Danny Cannell. This would be another one of those worst person that you know makes a good point. That because they're not in a conference, if they go to the national championship game, they get $20 million.
Notre Dame, and I'm rooting for them to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
They won't win the game. They are the world's greatest example of having your cake and eating it too. I mean, it is like absolutely, they play, now I'll give them credit, Texas A&M, Louisville, Navy, and Army.
Nah.
Now, how many of those teams end the season ranked?
Okay, Navy and Army.
Correct, they're ranked. They were ranked.
Okay, fine, great.
Other than that, you play a bad USC team, Virginia, who beat Pitt, so fine. Florida State's historically awful. Georgia Tech is average. Stanford's bad. Miami of Ohio, Purdue, and you lose to Northern Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
They could win the national championship. Imagine Northern Illinois is now in the what? They're in the, what conference did they just join? They're no longer in the MAC.
I'm sorry, I don't have my Northern Illinois.
But they're transitive national championships.
Right?
Well, it is a little rich coming from Franklin because Penn State's non-conference, West Virginia, fired a coach, Bowling Green, Kent State, they lost to the best team they played in Ohio State.
Yeah, but they're playing it's the second best conference in college football. By all accounts.
Sure, but that didn't matter for Indiana. No one gave Indiana that out.
And they played the odds-on number one team, undefeated team, tough in the Big Ten championship game. You know, Notre Dame plays nobody and gets Indiana in the opening round at home.
I agree with Franklin, what he says. Like, sure. I think, why is there one school, one team, that doesn't have to abide by the rules?
This goes back decades, though. It goes back to Rudy. It goes back to Lindsey Nelson recaps on Sunday. I mean, no one else got that airtime but Notre Dame football.
Well, correct. And there's no leadership. There's no centralized leadership that they get their hand forced that they have to do anything.
This is my point, and this is where I'll give Franklin credit. I will give him credit because he's stumped for Nick Saban to be the commissioner, which you could agree or disagree with. But we are in a state of college sports that is devoid of leadership and accountability. Devoid of any common sense. And when you have an opportunity on a pedestal to make a statement about something you believe that is right for the sport, you make it. And I'll give him credit for that. Whether you agree with it or not is fine. But he's asked a question, and right, wrong, or indifferent, he spoke his mind. We want people to do that. It's good for our business.
It's a tricky little media thing we do where, hey, tell us how you really feel, but when you do, we'll kill you for it.
Yeah,
right. Well, but we're not killing him for this because he's saying what everyone else is thinking, which is, wait a second. One school gets everything they want and is not penalized for not falling in line at all. I mean, they K-12 cakewalked it until they, and then they thumped Georgia, and give them credit. But up until that point, they did nothing the way that everybody else did it.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to get $20 million if they go to the Natty. And for example, Ohio State, they get $1 million. Now, no one's crying for Ohio State, but that's not equitable.
No.
For
no.
college football.
I will give him credit for like not making it like Penn State centralized too. He was basically talking and kind of having everybody else's back too. Like saying, like, let's make it fair for everybody. Nope. Not just like make it fair for Penn State. And you know, sometimes he does do that. It's all about Penn State. He could have easily went that route and figured out a way to, you know, manipulate the question and say, like, well, Penn State. But he's like, you know, let's make this fair for everybody. Why is there one team in, that doesn't have to play in a conference?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? It makes a lot of sense. It's very obvious. Like, that is the elephant in the room. Like, what are we doing? Like, when why has this been this way for so long? But so many other things have changed in college football.
He's going to root for Penn State tonight.
I think he already said that.
I know he said it, but then I think he wants to go. He doesn't know what to do.
No, I don't.
Now you're agreeing with James Franklin and stuff. And James is right.
Let's hypothetically. James is right. Let's do this real quick before we go to break and start talking about the Steelers again. They lost Notre Dame, but let's put Notre Dame's schedule. Let's have them play Georgia's schedule. Let's have them play Clemson, Chattanooga, okay. Kentucky, Bama, Auburn, Mississippi State, Texas, Florida, Mississippi, Tennessee. 8-4? 9-3?
Yeah.
I mean, they might go 10-1. I don't like the hypothetical thing.
But what does that do to you, too? I mean, this is what Lane Kiffin's point is. What does that do to your team over the course of a season playing a schedule like that?
Look at the Steelers as an example, what they had to go
through. Look at Carson Beck getting knocked out of a game. Yep. Like, come on. It's different. It's different. And that's where, you know, I'm an ACC guy. I'm a Pitt guy, but I'm arguing for, there's a disparity.
And the one thing that they tried to do was, well, Notre Dame can't get a bye. Now we're finding out the bye ain't exactly a great
thing. Correct. Yeah, it's all turning up roses.
Mm-hmm. All right, you can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Coming up next, we're going around the NFL, then it's back to Steelers, Ravens, baby. Going around the NFL, it's also the 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Al Michaels says that Mike Tomlin would be a great broadcaster. I don't think any of us doubt that. Would you rather, and I'm sure in his mind, he's underappreciated, would you rather be the underappreciated head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers who hasn't won a playoff game in 8 years or go collect $20 million sitting next to Al Michaels taking Kirk Herbstreit's spot?
I don't think he would be a color guy. I think he'd be on the panel, like pre-post game.
I think he would annihilate that.
That's where he would do it. He wouldn't call a game. I don't think he has the chops to do that. I don't know, but I just can't see him doing that. But depends on how tired I am. Honestly, head coach of the NFL, in the NFL, that's a tough job, clearly, and it's a lot. So it depends on how tired I am and how much of the love of the game has gone away. But do I still want to stay in the game and be around it and collect money and just talk and look good? Depends on how much... Yeah, has worn on me.
I think Cowher really wanted to come back, and I think he wanted to go coach the New York Giants, and I think he yearned to coach, and then he just realized this doesn't really get much better than that.
No.
These coaches, though, man, are just wired.
Yep.
Like, they don't know. Like, even Gruden, like, watching the stuff he does, which is terrific, by the way.
So good.
He is a lunatic. Like, a lunatic. And the guy still wants to coach, man. There's just only so many spots, 32 of them,
mm-hmm.
You know, and in college there's 65, 68 good ones. You know, I think Tomlin, it's in his blood to coach, and he'll be able to do the other thing whenever he wants.
Do you think he will go into it after he retires?
Yeah. Yeah. Can't stay away from the game.
Can't stay away.
It's so hard to stay away from the game. Look at us.
Yeah. No, it's hard. It's really hard to stay away from it, and I think that he would be excellent. The thing is, I want to see him. We'll probably surprise, and it would probably, his legend would grow in Pittsburgh even with people, is when he's actually open and honest. Like, that's what people loved on Hard Knocks, is you're seeing we see such a filtered version of him at the podium on Tuesdays, right? It's the same stuff, right? Rinse and repeat. But that's coaching. Seeing him actually be kind of just unabridged and honest would be cool.
Yeah. He'd be really, really good at it. I agree with your point, Doran. I think that Belichick is really good at it. I know layman's like me. I learn something every time he's on. I think Peyton Manning's great at
Excellent.
It.
Excellent.
I think Mike Tomlin dwarfs them in terms of level of charisma, though.
Mm-hmm.
Tomlin is as charismatic a guy around and in the NFL as we've seen in a long time. I think that translates great to TV. Great to TV. All right. Back to the football. I have a notepad here. I wrote things down. Do you guys think that Denver has a chance to beat Buffalo?
Yes.
Yes, I do.
Okay. That changes some stuff with the Steelers-Ravens game then, too, in terms of what's a successful season.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you beat the Ravens, and then let's say Denver is able to knock off Buffalo, you could be going to Houston. And at that point, you're thinking, should probably win that game, right? So that's massive. What gives you guys faith that the Bo Nix can go and beat the Buffalonians?
House money.
Well, I think they're playing with house money. I think they're really good on defense. They've got two good edge guys that can get after Allen a little bit. I think that Bo Nix has proven to be, I mean, he's not the best quarterback in this rookie class, but he's far from the worst, and it's proven, I think, the quality of coach that Sean Payton is. They went toe-to-toe with Cincinnati in Cincinnati. I think they've got the firepower to keep up, too, if it gets to that type of game.
Well, you know what? We talk about this week, we talked about it a lot, the pressure, who has more pressure, and it's clearly Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens, right? The same thing goes for Josh Allen. So whenever you're in a situation, you're playing with house money, and then on the other side, it has this pressure to win and to get to an AFC champion, to get to a Super Bowl. You need that. Man, you could catch them off guard. You have nothing to lose. Letting it all loose, man.
Yep. That's so well said, and I don't like Sean Payton, but he's a heck of a football coach. And they're like a year ahead of schedule.
Yep.
Right? It's the year before the year for them. You go in there, you let it all hang out, you let it fly. And they dismantled Kansas City last week, and I get it.
Yeah.
I don't think the Steelers go in there and dismantle that Kansas City team, even with nobody playing. No. I don't think they take care of business that way. And you make another good point about Josh Allen and the pressure. He's played well in the playoffs, which is the opposite of Lamar, and they've lost for some reasons that I don't think are Josh Allen's. But you're the quarterback, and that town ain't won a Super Bowl. And at least Baltimore's won a couple of championships.
Yeah.
One in the not-so-distant past. That town, man.
Yeah.
You get up earlier, Denver, that place going to get tight.
Yes, it is.
Starkey's petrified about this game.
Yeah, yep.
He's petrified about every game in the playoffs for the Bills because he's lived through it. But I think Allen's got that whole city riding on him.
I think Starkey probably vacuums his vacuum.
Well, he's levitating.
He's always levitating.
He's just floating.
He's so shaky and nervous, he's just vibrating to levitation. Yeah, he takes a dustbuster outdoor and cleans the vacuum, I think. Love you, Starkey.